My name is Lorenzo Young. You know, it's the music. But more importantly, it's just the gathering in the community. People coming together, smiling, laughing. People from all different backgrounds with one common thought. And that is loving music, loving jazz. It really takes me back to the 60s during the Civil Rights Movement when on any street corner in Bronzeville, folks would greet each other, you know, power to the people, you know. And that probably, that spirit probably goes all the way back to the 1900s with the early immigration of African Americans from the South to the city, you know, no matter where they came from. They were all excited about being in what was called then the Promised Land. It wasn't all that, but it was better than the drudgery of the South. So whenever I come together in a community event and everybody's on the same accord, it's just a wonderful feeling. And of course, that the backdrop for that is great food, meeting great people, and hearing great music. You know, what comes to mind right now is one day returning from school, I walked in and my mom was singing a Billie Holiday song, God Bless the Child, then it's God we'll get, then without we'll lose. So the Bible says, and it still is true, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. Anyway, my dad was, he collected LPs, vinyls. I know that's a word that's falling into history, but he'd let me sit there and, you know, play his music. And, of course, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Cannonball Adderley, Charlie Parker. These were the folks that, you know, I grew up with, you know. And, of course, the influence of the church, too, you know, because my aunt sung in church. And for an African-American, music, there's a very strong affiliation from the struggles of slavery, the spirituals, right up to gospel music. And Thomas A. Dorsey, right here in Bronzeville, Chicago, introduced the world to gospel music. And when Louis Armstrong came from New Orleans with the King Oliver Creole Jazz Band, he just revolutionized jazz right here in the city. And of course, Muddy Waters leaving the Delta, hooking up with Chess Records, you know, just brought a whole new dimension. So music is so much part of the American struggle, the African American struggle.